joining us now on the line. This bizarre story out of Ottawa involving Erik Karlsson, his wife, and the girlfriend of Sens forward Mike Hoffman. Chamonix Yogaratnam is a police and chief crime reporter for the Ottawa Citizen. She joins us here. Hey, Chamonix, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no worries. Good morning.
This story's really strange. Obviously, Melinda Karlsson, she's filed a peace bond in May 4th in Ottawa court, alleging that Monica Cherik posted hundreds of derogatory online messages aimed at her and her husband. Cherik is a longtime partner of Senators forward Mike Hoffman. When did you get wind of this story, and how surprising was this? Because the Senators organization as a whole has taken a lot of hits PR-wise. When did you first get wind of this story?
So there had been some kind of rumors circulating out and about in the community for a little bit now. If you look at, you can retroactively look at some of these hockey blogs, and there had been suggestions that Monica Cherik had been involved in some sort of online harassment of Melinda Karlsson. So it was on May 4th when Melinda Karlsson herself applied for the peace bond. That was almost a month ago that these kinds of rumors had been circulating. So it had been in the atmosphere for some time.
For the listeners who don't know what type of harassment it is, can you explain to them what's alleged here and what's the time frame of when this harassment started?
So the Karlssons are essentially alleging that Cherik had, made several burner accounts, for lack of a better term, so anonymous accounts where the identity is not immediately clear, and had used those accounts to harass both Erik and Melinda for a period that began roughly around November of last year and up until the date the peace bond application was sworn to, which was May 4th. So that time period is essentially the bulk of the regular season. It also encompasses a time where the Karlssons publicly announced that they were pregnant with their first child and were happy to be expecting that child. And then also then encompasses a time period where the Karlssons had to publicly announce that their son was stillborn. So it's been a very difficult and tumultuous time for the Karlssons, not just on the ice, but also off the ice. So to know that this has been happening in the background during that time is a bit of a shocker.
This is a big time allegation. So from your experience, when you go to the court and you're looking for a peace bond, which for those who don't know is essentially, it's kind of equivalent to a restraining order, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that's true.
What does it take to get something like this granted? What kind of evidence do you have to provide? I'm assuming it has to be pretty convincing for this to be able to even go through as something that the courts would agree with.
So what Karlsson did was essentially apply for a private application of a peace bond. So that's something that happens where anyone can get a peace bond against somebody else, or at least anyone can make an application to get a peace bond against somebody else. So what she did was apply to the court and give her reasons for why she fears that Monica Cherik would either harm her or her property. And the reasons for those fears that she set out were that she had numerously made actual utterances or verbally stated that she wished the Karlsson's unborn baby dead, that she wished Melinda was dead, that somebody should take out Erik Karlsson's legs so that his career could be ended. And then they said that she had sent more than 1,000 different messages, maligning them and wishing them harm. So that's what she laid out to the court. Because it's a private information, what would result is a court date was set. But in that time between when the information was sworn to and the court date being set, Monica Cherik had not been served with the summons to appear in court. So what would have happened had she appeared in court on the next date is those allegations would have been presented in front of a justice of the peace or a judge who would have ruled whether a peace bond could apply. So right now they're in the application stage and nothing further has really happened there. But the peace bond application certainly sets out what it is that the Karlssons believe that Cherik did.
Chamonix Yogaratnam, a police and crime reporter for the Ottawa Citizen, joining us here on the Jeff Blair Show. Well, obviously, Chamonix now, Mike Hoffman is saying that he's denying all the allegations and that his girlfriend was not involved in this, saying, 150% they're not involved and they're going to work hand in hand with Ottawa police to get down to all of this. How how tough is it to believe one side or the other? Because you're hearing the Carlsons, and obviously people's will be on their side because of the sentimental value of the tragedy that they had with their child being stillborn. And then Mike Hoffman saying, well, listen, we haven't done this. We're going to work with Ottawa police hand in hand to get to the bottom of this. How tough is it for people in Ottawa to believe one side or the other?
Well, I think, you know, fans are kind of mixed on this, but my line of work isn't sports, right? It's courts and cops. So in that way, it's very much, allegations are allegations until they're proven. Everyone is presumed innocent until a court of law finds them otherwise. And, you know, that's what our democracy is built on. So while these are very serious allegations for Hoffman and his girlfriend, his fiancée, to be dealing with, they are considered innocent in the eyes of the law. So, Hoffman has suggested that they are willing to cooperate with any investigation. He's essentially conceded that the Carlsons have been the victims of a very targeted system of harassment, but he's contending that neither he nor his fiance have been involved in that, right? So it's a very difficult position for Sens fans who are emotionally invested mm-hmm. in both players, emotionally invested in the personal lives of both players. I think that's what happens with athletes. You get to know their families because they're in the public eye. You get to know their stories, and you know it's not just about the sport anymore. And so it is very difficult for fans. You've got fans that are hoping and praying that the allegations against the Hoffmans are not true, and you have fans that are just besides themselves trying to compute what it was that the Carlsons were dealing with off the ice.
Yeah, for the Hoffmans, they've made it quite clear, as you mentioned, not only saying they want to investigate and help police, they want to do a joint investigation alongside the Carlsons. There was also news that Mike Hoffman had gone to Erik Karlsson face-to-face at the end of the season, saying, you know, this isn't us. We don't have anything to do with this. Is there any repercussions for the Carlsson camp legally if this is found out to not be Monica Carrick? Is there anything that would be repercussions for Melinda?
You better be damn sure that it was her. That's what you're essentially saying.
Well, not necessarily.
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, certainly it's a court proceeding, right? You can't really penalize people for coming forward with accusations against people that they feel have attacked them and targeted them, right? If that were the case, then we'd have rapists suing their victims for right. defamation, right? The court process fundamentally values people coming forward with these kinds of serious allegations of criminal activity. So having gone the route of a legal proceeding, they've essentially protected themselves from being in a position where they would face kind of defamation repercussions or things like that. They genuinely believe that this is occurring.
Wow. And then obviously where do they go from there then? Because obviously these guys can't coexist on the same team anymore, and we hear all these rumors that Erik Karlsson's eventually going to get potentially traded. I know from the Ottawa Senators, but is the sense in Ottawa now that after this story broke, there's no way that Erik Karlsson and Mike Hoffman can play on the same team anymore?
Absolutely, that's the sense. And I think that had been the sense that had been brewing for some time. But now that it's out in public, it's very much clear that that is the case. Hoffman's agent himself says the writing's on the wall, and that it's completely unbelievable to think that these two men and that their wives and spouses could coexist, not only in the same team, but in the same locker room, right? It's no longer a workable relationship.
Well, Chamonix, that if in fact, and obviously I know you're a crime reporter, the sports isn't speculating about whether or not who's going to get traded or not, but if Erik Karlsson does get traded in this offseason and Mike Hoffman's still an Ottawa Senator, can Mike Hoffman, if in fact these allegations are true, can he continue to play for the Senators, or he has to go too if in fact these allegations are true?
I think if there is a finding of guilt in some kind of way, or there are criminal charges that are laid, I don't know that any athletes that are involved in criminal activity should be playing on teams, right? But in terms of what happens in Ottawa, I mean, I think that's just for the city to kind of wait and see how it plays out.
Just finally, before we let you go, on a broader scale, in terms of the team and the Ottawa Senators, during your investigation and research, was there any indication that the team knew this was happening and didn't necessarily take action on their end to try and rectify the situation in any way?
Team officials certainly knew as early as the end of the season what the allegations were. They were quite clear that the Carlsons believed that Monica Carrick was doing this as early as the end of the season. So that's 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there haven't been criminal charges in those 2 months. The Sens yesterday did put out a statement after the story came out saying that they are investigating this along with the NHL, and they're doing the best that they can and will respect their players and their families' privacy. But, you know, if this has been going on for 2 months...
Minimally.
If you take it outside of the rink, right, if you have an issue where you believe your coworker is involved in some sort of harassment of you and your family, I would think that your employer should be involved in that, right? So
yeah.
It's an interesting case.